Live at the University of Manitoba.
It's now 5 o'clock on another fine Sunday afternoon, which means you're now listening to Waxy Starkle. Second edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you live here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, stay with us for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. We're going to kick off today's show with one of my favorite Celtic rock bands. They call themselves Runrig. They hail from the Isle of Skye, and Runrig has announced that after 45 years, they're pulling the curtain down on their music careers. From an album titled The Stamping Ground, here's Runrig with Book of Golden Stories here on 101.5.
Book of golden stories, days of open roads. Now the autumn leaves are falling. We'll meet on the edges, memories no regrets. Now the minstrel boys call. But as long as I can see the morning, in miracles much more than I can say, it's enough to keep me still believing in drifting hearts so far. Through the ages, good happiness is shared, lost in the web of changes. This could be the last dance, waltzing in the wind, till the minstrel comes to see us. But as long as I can see the morning, in miracles much more than I can see. It's enough to keep me still believing in drifting hearts so far away. Mm-hmm.
what I see, and let every man to his station. The Ranganawati on Highland Hills, for to view the parts of the nation. Tae the lies in Ilfacha, but Sandy sent a car to the colonial patal on your kindness. And now, Collie Hill, we have feed the Malay and see that he did with me kindness. Oh, chilly, chilly, come our free pickier, and I'll give my orders. For I'm not a waiting on high hills. I want to leave the bonny borders. You'll put every day the Malay and Janet's day the poor. The other to amen for to carry. And as for George and Jack, you'll let them to the decay and see that they do want to hurry. To the gate they know the hay, you'll put it lies at bay. We hail the turquoise and old Peggy, and it's in below the bands, it's there you'll put your hands high and see that they do it right tidy. Oh, cheerily, oh, cheerily.
Beside us, we are kissed by the sea. Islanders will always be. We are vagabond minstrels, seekers of fame. We have been round the world and we have come back again. We have taken our vows, we have basked in the glory and made our way home to the sea. The ancient old forest hangs in the mist. If we cut her to pieces, she'll sorely be missed. It's the soul of a poet and the heart of a sailor that will save her for you and for me.
Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How could we wander so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we are kissed by the sea. Islanders will always be.
Now sometimes the wind, like the wail of the banshee, a howl of nor'wester, she'll pound at your door. Safe is the harbor, and sweet is the anchor. I'll never go sailing no more, at least not too far from the shore.
Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How could we wander so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we are kissed by the sea. Islanders will always be. Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How could we wander so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we are kissed by the sea. Islanders will always be.
Here we go.
Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How could we wander so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we are kissed by the sea. Islanders will always be. Islanders will always be. True islanders will always be.
If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard from Cape Breton Island, the Canadian godfather of Celtic music, John Allan Cameron, who's known for performing traditional music on his 12-string guitar. And John Allan died back in November 22, 2006, at the age of 67, following a five-year battle with cancer. He performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival six times between 1974 and 1990. We heard his arrangement of a song written by Gary Felgard called Islanders. Comes from an album titled Glencoe Station. Before John Allan Cameron, we heard a song by Aberdeenshire folk singer Iona Fife, who has become one of Scotland's finest young ballad singers, rooted deeply in the singing traditions of the northeast of Scotland. And last year, she was a finalist in the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician of the Year Awards. We heard a track from her recently released debut recording, Away From My Window, her arrangement of a traditional Bothy ballad called Pit Gare. And on that track, the border pipes were played by Ross Miller. Started off today's show with the group Runrig that hails from the Isle of Skye. We heard Book of Golden Stories featuring the vocals of Bruce Guthrow, who replaced Donnie Monroe when he left Runrig back in 1997. The album from 2001 is titled The Stamping Ground. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargo shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you are listening to on today's show, you can give me a call at the station at 204-269-UMFM. That's 204-269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Dublin-born Eamon O'Leary, some new music by a music group from the County Mayo called Boxing Banjo, and a classic song by the County Kildare's Heidi Talbot. So stay with us. Following his early days in Dublin with the renowned Mayock family, Eamon O'Leary moved to New York's Lower East Side in the early 1990s, where he has, shall we say, quietly been sharing his skills as a singer, songwriter, and guitarist with a wide range of Irish and American musicians such as Patrick Orso, Kevin Burke, Nuala Kennedy, and John Doyle. We're going to hear a track from Eamon's new second solo album. The album is titled All Souls. The song is called Omaha. Eamon O'Leary here on 101.5.
Thank you. the phosphorus, Uncle. When the wind comes up and the sky gets shook and a storm begins to blow, this may not be the end, my friend, but then you never know. This may not be the end, my friend, but then
stars you will follow your home.
Talbot, who was born in Ireland's the County Kildare, and when she was 18 years old, Heidi moved to New York City, where she spent some 2 years working in the bars and clubs before being invited to join Cherish the Ladies back in 2002. She stayed with that group for some 5 years before moving back to Ireland. She now lives in the Scottish Borders area with her husband, Scottish folk musician John McCusker, and their two daughters, Molly Mae and Jessica. We heard a song from Heidi Talbot's fourth solo album. It's called The Last Star, that she released back in 2010. The song was called Start It All Over Again, with music by John McCusker and lyrics by Karen Polward. Before Heidi Talbot, Boxing Banjo, a new traditional Celtic music group from Ireland's the County Mayo, featuring brothers Dara Healy on accordion, along with Mick Healy on banjo. And the two brothers are joined in by Joseph McNulty on fiddle and Sean O'Meara on guitar. And together, the four guys have won over more than 20 All-Ireland titles. We heard a medley that included a slip jig called Give Us a Drink of Water, and was followed up by another slip jig, Farewell to Wally Range, and then closed off with a jig called Mouse in the Kitchen. This track comes from Boxing Banjo's just released debut recording titled Round Number One. Kicked off that set with a song by Dublin-born Eamon O'Leary, who now lives in New York. The song was called Omaha, his new album, his second. It's titled All Souls. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon. So let me know what you think of the show, and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. Or you can send an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, IES at shaw.ca. And I'll do my best to try and track your request down and get it on the air for you. As I'd like to mention, you can check out today's playlist by going to today's music logs at umfm.com. And for past show playlists and available Waxy's Dargood podcasts, go to the program grid under programming on the UMFM homepage. Once again, that's umfm.com. And then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Since 1968, the Tannehill Weavers have been recognized as one of Scotland's top traditional Celtic bands. The band was born out of a session in Paisley, Scotland, and the band is named after the town's historic weaving industry and also local poet laureate Robert Tannehill. This year, the Tannehill Weavers are celebrating their 50th anniversary by releasing their 18th album. It's simply titled Auric, which is the word for golden in the Gaelic language. The band's current lineup includes Roy Gillane, Phil Smiley, John Martin, Les Wilson, and Lorne McDougall. From their new album, they're joined in by a former member of the band, Ross Kennedy, on vocals with a song called Jesse the Fluoror Dunblane. The Tannehill Weavers here on 101.5.
The lofty Ben Lomond, and after it clouds to the sides o'er the sea, while in lay a strain and the soft summer gloaming, the news and sweet Jesse, the fleur o' Dunblane, how sweet is the briar way its soft golden blossom, and sweet is the bark with its mantle. Yet sweeter and fairer and dear to this bosom as lovely young Jesse, the fleur o' Dunblane. Lovely young Jesse, lovely young Jesse, the fleur o' Dunblane. Modest is ornate and blithe as she's bonny, for guileless simplicity marks her its aim, and far be the villain divested of feeling, what light in its bloom, the sweet fleur o' Dunblane. Sing on, thou sweet Mavis, thy hymn to the evening, thou dear to the echoes of Calderwood Glen. Deity, this bosom, see at last and winning, as charming young Jesse, the fleur o' Dunblane. Lovely young Jesse, lovely young Jesse, lovely young Jesse, the fleur o' Dunblane. Lost were my days till I met with my Jesse, the sports of the city, St. foolish and vain. I ne'er saw when them fire could call my dear lassie till chair with sweet Jessie, the floor o' Dunblane. Thou mine were the station, the loftiest grandeur. Amidst its profusion, I'd languish in pain. And reckon as Nathan the height o'd splendor, if wanting sweet Jessie, the floor o' Dunblane. Jessie, lovely young Jessie, lovely young Jessie, the flute o' Dunblane. Lovely young Jessie, lovely young Jessie, the flute o' Dunblane.
Delty Cricky Den Born Laddie Rolla De Pew and Valley All this Ben My Bonnie Laddie There are Force That Bound and Slew Born Laddie Still get there too, my bonnie heathen laddie. Satan sits in his black nuke, born laddie, laddie. Dragon sticks to burn the juke, my bonnie heathen laddie. The bloody monster gied a yell, born laddie. Loud roar when wind of hell, my bonnie heathen laddie.
Was the group Caledon featuring some of Scotland's well-known musicians such as Davy Steele, Piper Rory Campbell, and Harper's Mary McMaster, and Ayla Shaw from the group Sheilas. We heard their arrangement of Healin' Laddie. The tune at the end of that track was called The Road to Recovery. The album is The Noble Trousers. Before Caledon from Newfoundland, the musical duo of Maureen and Karen Innes with Rise Up Winds. The album from 2012 is titled The Fortunate Ones. Kicked off that set with the Tannehill Weavers, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. We heard a song called Jesse the Fluoro Dunblane, a track from their brand new recording, Auric. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. So if you can, please be sure to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have two bands from Nova Scotia. First, we're going to hear the folk trio McGinty with their arrangement of New South Wales. And then we will follow that up with Halifax's McCrimmon's Revenge with a tune called Harding Lake. So, good night. Take care. Have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, stay tuned for Gail up next with the Cover Cafe. Here's Nova Scotia's McGinty and Nova Scotia's McCrimmon's Revenge. So bye for now.
When shearers come, lay down your drum. Step to the board, your brand new chum. Ratum, ratum, rub-a-dub-dub. We'll send you home on a line to stop.
Well, here we are in New South Wales. Shear a sheep as big as whales. Another neck and tiny tails. And hides as tough as rusty nails.
Them shearing bums are cocky ones. Fancy they're the greatest ones. Fancy they can shear the wool. The beggars can only tear and pull.
Well, here we are in New South Wales. Shear a sheep as big as whales. Another necks and tiny tails. And hides as tough as rusty nails.
Our daughters wear no crinolines, nor are they covered by boot nor shoe, but live wild in the bush with the kangaroo.
Well, here we are in New South Wales, shear a sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and tiny tails, and hides as tough as rusty nails.
Yeah. In the back country, 50,000 miles I've come to spend my life as a shearing bum.
Well, here we are in New South Wales, shearing sheep as big as whales, with leather necks and tiny tails, and hides as tough as rusty nails. Well, here we are in New South Wales, shearing as big as whales, leather necks and tiny tails, and hides as tough as rusty nails.